gen karn daf mit sachs über de zar daf mit design gen mit ab gen tes mit gen gemacht die image ka khan de tana to us ke nas tam khulu said look he's waiting because maybe I'll find a tana that says forbidden like nas and etc then you know it's be forbidden even by hana so that's what the Gemara is discussing. What was it that Shmuel was waiting for? So it says, Tim, it's a wonder because Ha'ika Tanah the Masnitin. Well, you have the Tanah of the Mishnah of Samach and Bezik, Tanah we learned. Madlu Bekana, if you measured it with a stick, Yemacher, it could be sold. Mashma sounds like Ha'beyad or Sabana. But if it's done by hand, it's going to be forbidden to have benefit. So it says, wondering, well, what is this? He's saying, if you find a Tanah, this is a Tanah of a Mishnah. Because that's what he's saying. He's saying, Madlu Bekana Yemacher. It's only with the reed, with the stick. But that means to say that if he did it with his hand, it would be forbidden. So it's a clear Mishnah. So some of you can say is no. The Masnitin, regarding the Mishnah, the truth is what in the Biyad Shari Bano. The truth is you could technically say that even if he did it by hand, be permitted to have benefit. So that's why he was waiting to see, like if there's someone that says if Ibn Asa Bahana, but I believe Tan Mekanis. Why say with a stick? That's only because of the other Pin Reb Shimon, the Shari Bishtiya that he says permitted to drink. Leshari Bekana. This that he says permitted to drink is only with a stick. But the truth is regarding the Chachamim that say it's forbidden. The truth is would be possibly. That Yemacher would possibly be even but it's forbidden to drink, would be even by Yad. Next says Master begin the Gemara Emderam Nasim, but when the Rav Nasim says Halacha is by Yad, is with the hand. But Regal Miyam, did he say with the by foot that would be Asa Bahana? Now Yesha, you write some Limchaik, someone wanted to erase the word, which the Baruch amends, the word Emer. Like, let us say, when did he say it? Could Mekam Aloshin Amar or Amar, Mashmah sounds like Shalei Pishu B'dvarav, that he didn't specify in his words. The Ischelik Binyad L'Regel, that's the difference between hand and foot. Well, that can't be true. The Habadei Shepishu B'dvarav, that's exactly what he says explicitly. So what's Amar? B'rimi Yashvah Girsa, but the Re resolves this text. The Mitchilah Hisayver, that in the beginning he held the Lachi Eisrab Nasin, Medidam, the Yad. The reason why Rabbi Nassim said it's forbidden measuring with the hand from the Gaza to Shikshukhi, the Yad, because that could bring to a case of when he agitates by the hand. Okay, that's why it's going to be Asabana. Madid the Regel Mutter, but measuring with the foot is going to be permitted to like a Lemigza to Shikshukhi, the Yad, because then that's too far away to decree that it might be with agitation and by hand. Me b'shikshuk the regel aser, but then I could think, but that agitating with the foot would be forbidden. The gaza to shikshuk the yad, because that you could say would be a decree because of the agitation with the hand. Drich the regel asura, and pressing with the foot would be forbidden. The cheshvin the kishikshuk the regel, that would be considered agitation with the foot. But dochi, and that's what the Gemara is rejecting, says aimer dam Reb Nosson b'yad. When Reb Nosson says it's with the hand, Pirush, in other words, b'sham gazam did the otter shikshuk. That's where he makes a gzera of measuring because of agitation. But with what do you think he said? The shem leyizer klal, they wouldn't decree at all. But fill the shukshuk the regel nami shari, and even agitation with the foot would be permitted. The mendam alein lamadim the regel from the fact that it's compared to the measuring with the foot, and therefore it would be permitted. Next, just must begin the words. Gemara ish kachan e ash kachan the tana the shari krib shim v'chulu and says the Gemara. No, he was saying that if I'm going to find the tana says permitted like krib shimin. Then I'm going to say permit even by drinking. Pirshak Rashi explains the shari magoi he permits when the non-Jew touches shloim niskam lanasech if he did not intend to do a libation af b'shti even with drinking. It's a masnid. It's a mission later on of samach mebeis. Nafal the barav all of a chulu if the non-Jew falls in the pit and he comes out etc. Yimacher the tani kama holds it can be sold. B'shem and matzer B'shem says it's even permitted. Pirshna with b'shtiya. That even to drink the shari magosh lebekachavim, it's permitted when the nadru touches shleim niskavel anasich. That if he did not intend to do a libation, even b'shti, even with drinking. Mikser Rabbi Chanan asks, Dil mahad the shari b'shem b'shtiya. Maybe this b'shem permits even to drink. Hanidavka negiyal de davacher. That specifically if he touched it through something else, k'may medina dekana, like the measuring of a stick. I'm the gear the gufay kihacha, but regarding the touching of his body, like over here the darcha b'regel where he's pressing with his foot, minon the shari b'shem. Where do we know b'shem would permit that? B'shem says it says the three little Shmuel leave the b'shemin that Shmuel holds according to b'shemin the leich shvina and shichshuk the regel. We don't consider the agitation of the foot. Elikam emedid is kana only like the measuring with the stick. Heichas tevse b'yada where he holds it in his hand. That would be the equivalency. The shari b'shemin abishtia the b'shemin holds permit even to drink. Because a stick is similar to his leg, it's not with the hand itself. Vayishama also could say the sub Shmuel held the Chama Shematri B'Shem Ba'Na, where B'Shem says permitted benefit, Shari Nam B'Shti is also permitted in drinking. And since we don't find that he says forbidden the measuring when it's done by like with from benefit, well, the mishtias, I mean, would that it would be permitted for drinking, and therefore that's why we're making this comparison to say that's what Reb Shimon would hold. Next text, Master, begin with the words Hachagasin and Bereva Svarim. This is the text in most of the versions. Bahadi the Kanoches, when it was coming down, Noga Bereisha de Laliva. So the top of the palm frond touched Bechamra and the wine Shlebekavana unintentionally. Now, figures as according to this text, Chashvin and Maga Avikachama de Ba'achar, we consider the touching of a non-Jew through something else, like here the lulav, can we Maga Avikachama Begufa, like the way a non-Jew touches with his body? But since it was unintentional, so shari, so therefore it's permitted. So I'm taking out the word af, ba'na, so it's permitted to have benefit from it. And now it makes sense that they compare it latinic binyan to a one-day-old child, which is also shlubik avana. Later on, the Menachem Beis Parch, the Gemara asked Iva Kanaga Manatla, but he touched it with this natla, which is some type of a vessel. Peter, another which is shabi yaminagigis benatla, that he the non-Jew was drawing the wine from the barrel with this natla. But nogal the natla touched with the natla. So bavaloi maga v'gachama de devacher. So it's the touching of a non-Jew through something else with this tool. Shlebi kavan unintentionally the asa b'shtia that's forbidden to drink. Kamoi naga v'deishu d'aliva like when they touch it with the top of the lulav. Anything that we would say is tamei by zav. Peter, in other words, that if the non-Jew touches the wine, whether with a stick, that's similar to in the halacha of zav that it contaminates whether with his body or with, let's say, he's using a stick. So we see obviously that we consider the touching of a non-Jew through something else, the way it is like the non-Jew touching with his body. Like kosher mizav tar, so anything that we're going to mizav would be tar. But bekachov in the yain nesach. So it says the Gemara over there that by a non-Jew it wouldn't make yain nesach. Pishon the Gemara is rika like throwing something. Parchala and the Gemara asks on that mahid the notel chavis from this case of when he takes a barrel v'zarka b'chamasa labar and that he throws it in his anger to the pit full of wine. The chshiduhu that they validated it and says kosher, but that's b'chamasa in. That's only because he's doing it out of anger. Unintentional for the wine, but it was not doing out of anger, then no. Even though it's being done through throwing, which for Zav is not a problem, and for Yiseng Yain Nesach it is, Masik Dimo comes out, no, he continues to go with it. Picture Ashrashi explains, he was rolling this barrel at Samach Labar all the way, and this goes into the system. So Blav is Zrika Mamish, it's not like literally throwing. So therefore, if it's not out of anger, then no, it's not going to be okay, because it's like touching through something else. Like we're saying, which would be the same like Azav, and like we're saying, this whole principle that's like with his body. So it says, V'kash l'fiza. Now, it's difficult according to what we're saying. Chada, first of all, the David Tema, it's a wonder, loimer to say, that the chashvina and magoy of the Acher, that we consider his touch through something else, to lahava ela shlebi kavana, that it's only without intention, like as if he touched with his body unintentionally, to make it forbidden to drink, and all the halachas prove later on that it actually is permitted even to drink. But the question of that cup, the Gemara says, no, we needed the marika ruke. That is pouring, pirish. So it was only his force unintentionally. And we see that since he didn't touch it, we're not going to even for drinking. Another difficulty is the how could they have entertained la'asiyah banah to make everybody even benefit? But it's a mishnah and have some chabeis mother the bekana. If you measure with a stick, you could sell it. Even though there was touching through something else, bikavana intentionally, which says to me, holakasha, that's not so difficult. Because maybe they held the ravis like Reb Nosson, that the Amar that he says, mad biyad, if you measure with your hand, asabana is forbidden to have benefit. So they also consider the measuring with a stick, or touching with a stick, like the measuring or the touching of his hand. Even though with the measuring there's an intent of touching, and with the touching at the top of the lulav, there's no intention of touching. But still, they held in lechalik l'Reb Nosson, not to differentiate according to Reb Nosson, bein shaloi kiven lingaya, whether you did not have intention to touch, or bein shaloi, or bein b'lik kavan this nisuch, or without the intention of doing a libation. The davar da'as Reb Nosson ba'na, Reb Nosson says both of them have to have benefit. But Rav Heshel Lehem, Rav responded to them, Eimad Amri, no, when did I say my locha b'shtia? For drinking. But no, me Amri, for pleasure, for benefit, did I say? Pirush, in other words, Vafil Rav Nosson, Nami, Rav Nosson Osi, he might, but he would agree regarding this, Kim like a Kavanis Magav, since there's no intention to touch, that it wouldn't be forbidden to have benefit. But me Akashad Rav the Rav. So maybe that wouldn't be so difficult, but Rav on Rav is difficult. Because the Heicha Asa Hacha, how is he saying it forbidden over here? When Binaga, that's the words. That when the top of the lulav that he was coming down touched the wine, that is saying it's forbidden b'shtia to drink. But he rules later on of samach and beis halacha k'Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon shari, and Shimon says permitted. I feel like ikka kavanas magi when you have intention to touch. Given all day the racha since it's through something else. Because can halacha for sure be here the ikka kavanas maga that you had no intention to touch. In history that should be permitted to drink. Right, catch another difficulty is middle come on from the Gemara later on. That the Gemara says the also that he says pirish another which in the gay b'chavis he was touching the barrel at the bar until it fell into the cistern. So therefore they said it's okay when he did out of anger mishum to have a mago because mishal b'kavana I did the acher because it was a touching through of a non-Jew unintentionally through something else through the barrel. Avagav the nogabe although he touched it out of the bar all the way until it fell into the pit. Don't reject will come on later on. He's not holding on his hand, but only up until close to the pit. And from that point on where he threw it, first of all, it's not the terminology. It sounds like all the way to the end. But moreover, if he wasn't holding it when it went all the way into the pit, so how's the Gemara making a dig? That when it was not out of anger, then no, then it's going to be problematic. Perish that should be forbidden to drink. But high gavna bezav, which what the Gemara is coming to answer, but there the equivalent regarding the case of bezav in the tummy is not going to be tummy. So ben tam, so therefore it seems to ben tam gives ben chananel malachas gedaylus chenetz of chuvas agoinim to legaris bereisha de laliva, not to have the gears that touch the top of the lulav, ella rather noga bechamra he touched the wine. Ah, he himself. That's what Rav says have been to drink. It's the non-Jew touching with his body, unintentionally. Well, come on, Goris, and later on does not have the gears of a konoga benatla that oh he touched with the vessel el of a konoga bay that he himself touched it or inami nuchlevash or you could actually explain what konoga beyancha benatla he actually touched the wine on that cup shumal el kolgadisa because it was totally full all the way overflowing. But you're right, if you touch the wine Ali de Natla, only through the cup, yeah, Mizain the Khaishish. From that he wouldn't be concerned. The Sharaf al Bishti because he holds permitted him to drink. Again, not like the first appetizers. Well, then not this one in the Mishnah, the mod the Bakani Macher, that if you measure with a stick, it's sold, meaning but you can't drink it, you can't benefit. Shani Elsim, there's a difference from Miskavan Liga because he's having intention to touch it. Rav Kahn, Rav Asi, Shoyzvurim, that they thought the Rav Asa Magav Kachavim Shloi Bekavana Bahana, that Rav said it's forbidden to touch of a non-Jew even without intention from benefit. That Sviri they held the Rav Savak Rav Nasan the whole like Rav Nasan the Asa Medid Biyad that says measuring by the hand is forbidden. And you would think the Huad didn't same thing is even if he did not intend to touch. As Rabbi Tam rules halacha in practice, the maga v'kachom adi adav acher, the touching of a non-Jew through something else, shaloi b'kavan this maga without intent to touch, is mutter b'shti, it's even permitted to drink. Next says, matzah begin the words, the gemara tenei ben yoyim o'isa yayin nesach. The touch of a one-day-old baby, it makes yayin nesach, appears in other words, v'asa b'shti, and you're not allowed to drink it. So it says, but tell me, we're going to say, even the Rav Paskin come on since Rav Paskin later on, not samach lebe's kriv shimin, so mashna tenei ben yoyim, why is it different that one-day-old child from when an adult falls in the pit and comes out, the Shem says permitted. What's the chiddush to both without intention? The Shem says no. The Saba he holds the maga tinnik, the shichshechay. When the child touches it and he agitates it, ikle makes it. They actually could decree otu gadol that it would be problematic because of an adult. So that's why you're right. You're not allowed to drink it. But when he falls in the pit, which we said it's permitted him to drink, that's mucha milsa the anis. It's obvious that it was beyond his control. There's no room to decree at all. But that's why there it's going to be permitted, even though here it's going to be prohibited. Next test about to begin the words. Yes, adults, yes, but children, not. That they're going to make yain sech the gedayim, but not the ketan. So it says in time, you can say the lashani. Why doesn't the Gemara just answer? Because that's what the Gemara's question is, asking on his halach. He says, even one day old baby is going to be a problem. He sees that ketan not. Why the Gemara answer? The interesting yain nesach la'asa b'hana. We say children don't make it prohibited of hana to make it down like adults of b'shtimi. Asked you, but for drinking it is prohibited, like we said. That's what Rav holds. The Hashem says, you can say, the medulloy mefarsh lebehedya, from the fact that they didn't say that explicitly, shemamana defil b'shtila. So obviously we're saying the ketam is not a problem, even for drinking, which is, that's the difficulty on Rav. Although Yisham, another part you can say, is the lishna de'in oisin, the terminology of they don't make it, mashma sounds like they don't make it at all, that b'shtiyak, that's even permitted to drink. Kimilsa de Rav, like the teaching of Rav, dekama oisa yayin nesach, when he says they do make yayin nesach, that it's on the drinking. The picture of Rabbi Chana asked the Lashani Lei, why didn't the Gemara just answer the Mole Shani? We're talking about a case that Mole Bole Tavlo, they circumcised but they didn't table. Why can't you say that's different, that at least they circumcised? Because the Lagabi Tumma Kamatar, as we find one sheet that says, regarding Tumma, we say that they are tar, they're not considered like non Jews, Mishim Demilama Elis, because the circumcision is effective on some level. And that's why I may read the Reese says, no, the Shani Tumma is different. The Choshech Chacham Lehefse Tyrus. The sages were concerned for the loss of Tyrus. So they said, okay, we're not going to consider them as full-fledged goyim. Ablini Kol Shad Devereim, but regarding all other halachas, Kamalim, we know the halachas, they're in the Ger, Shem Mubayit, well, he's not considered as a Ger until he's circumcised in tables, and therefore, we couldn't give such an answer that to make it that it wouldn't be Yain Esach.